Cold air will not only impact the northern plains, upper Midwest, and Canada's prairies over the next couple of days, but all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico coastal region. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. It's not too often that we get such a broad-based cold surge coming into North America, but this one will be important to keep an eye on, not only because of what it will do for us here in the northern plains, but because of the implications across many areas to our south. Hard red winter wheat country in southwestern Kansas into the Texas Panhandle may see temperatures drop below zero without much, if any, snow on the ground. That could raise some issues for that particular crop and livestock all the way across the U.S. plains and the western Corn Belt. Actually, even in the eastern Midwest, will be subjected to some snow and blowing snow and extremely cold temperatures, and the wind is just going to be horrific for a lot of areas. 30 to 60 mile-an-hour wind speeds will be occurring in many locations, more focused on the western U.S. corn and soybean-producing areas, as well as the Great Lakes region in time. And for us, we will see windy conditions, but our environment may not be quite as intense as some of our neighbors off to the south and east. Here at home, we do expect to see snow continuing to increase across the area for the rest of the day today. The snow will continue into the night and then diminish in the day tomorrow. It'll be blown around considerably. Our wind speeds will not be as high as what they will be in those areas I just mentioned, but we will be seeing gusts upwards to 40 and 50 miles per hour. Wind chill factors will drop into the negative 50s and negative 40s across the region, and we are also expecting those temperatures in the morning tomorrow, as well as especially, I guess, on Friday, dropping down into the negative 30s and negative 20s. Now, the coldest air will probably be out to the west in Montana and the western Dakotas, but we will have our share here in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and in western Minnesota as well. A lot of negative 20s likely and a few negative teens. The snow is expected to accumulate lightly, but it will be blown around and make it difficult to measure out a little bit. But we do expect to see accumulations running from, maybe a 1 to 3 inches for the most part. I do not expect it to be much greater than that. Now, with that said, there may be a couple of counties in parts of central Minnesota that could come up with 4 or 5 inches, but it will be pocketed. After this is all over, that we will see a notable warm-up as we go forward into next week. That is going to bring back warmer than normal temperatures in the second half of next week into the following weekend. So we'll end up starting the new year on the right foot with temperatures being a warmer bias. Now, there's not much other precipitation in the pipeline for a while, so we will see a few spits and spats of moisture perhaps Sunday into Monday, and maybe again around midweek next week, but no major storms are likely. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.